This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
WEEI Afternoons, 3 o'clock. Ted Johnson not here, but he soon will be. 4 o'clock, he'll join us with his observations from Foxborough. 3:30. He'll join us, at least his voice, because he had a one-on-one interview with Mike Vrabel down there at minicamp today. We will react to that live. I haven't
heard
it yet.
Take that, rest of Boston.
That's right. I'm looking forward to hearing that, reacting to that, seeing what those broskies are up to. But first, Dan Ball, it is that time. It's time for the three-point stance.
319!
319!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone. A three-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for the three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, which is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you didn't get the pleasure of interviewing Mike Vrabel earlier today, you got to get Glassman, and you can do that by calling all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have two hosts and then the Behind the Glass boys, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host and us will get 60 seconds to present their opening stance on their story of the day, after which we will open up for discussion on each. Our order for today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy-Stevens, then myself, Dan Ball. Andy, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
This is low-hanging fruit since I'm fresh off the fields of Foxborough, but we are messing things up with our analysis of the Patriots right now. And by we, I mean a lot of reporters, but also fans. This fixation on Efton Chisholm and the offense is misplaced and stupid. Mike Vrabel said it today. He was asked a question about the defensive line and guys like Christian Barmore and Milton Williams, and he said, I think that's got to be a strength for us this year, that front seven. We certainly invested in that position. And I'll go further. We need to be talking more about the defense. Like, that was my first takeaway. When I look at the offensive field, all I see is question marks. Drake May. For as much as people love him, massive question mark. Offensive line, for as much as I may think Will Campbell can play, massive question marks. Wide receiver, Stephon Diggs, you going to be healthy? Either way, massive question mark. Post 30 wide receiver. All the other guys, it's questions across the board on the offense. And that's all people are talking about. Why don't we get a little bit more positive and optimistic the way I see things and do things around here? Focus on the defense, where I see $190 million of defensive tackles. Where I see cornerbacks who one's an all-pro, one's an $80 million, $20 million a year veteran. I see safeties like Peppers, Duggars, all these, Robert Spillane. This defense can be really good, and if this team is going to be good, this defense better be good. So focus on the positives, not the questions, people.
Oof.
So we just need to send you to Gillette every morning before coming up here to Brighton, and you'll be nice and bright and sunshiny.
Yeah. Oh, well, bright and sunshiny.
But when
once a week. I think once a week. Just, you know, whenever we think there's like forecast calls for 100% chance of that Andy. Like, ooh, just
put my ass on the hill next to the field. Let me watch a practice. Those are my roots, baby. That's what I
told
love. That's
you.
How I got in this business.
You walked in here today like, oh, that's
it's football season. I'm clicking my heels together and going home, baby.
Yeah, it's also going to be like nicer later in the week.
Yeah.
You know? The boat will be in the
water.
I'm
going on vacation.
This is vacation week.
I got a little senioritis.
He's already got like 1 day left,
downhill
two half
bitches.
Days. All right.
I actually looked at the resort my wife booked and realized she did a fine job.
Oh, yeah?
Restaurants, paintball. Like, there's all these random things.
Paintball restaurants?
No, those are
they
separate.
Shoot the paintballs.
There was a comma in there. Restaurants, comma, paintball.
Oh, okay.
Water park. Free drinks.
Water
nothing
park.
Like taking a look the week of the vacation, too. I'm in on that move.
Yeah.
Is that the move to just like
let your
wife
do
it? I don't know if I've ever
it.
Been surprised by yeah definitely yeah let the yeah. Well number one let the Wookiee win two let
so
your
it's
wife
a no
it
lose
up.
Situation if it goes well. It goes well and you have a great vacation. If it goes poorly, you have no blame in this matter. You
oh,
can
no.
Say,
I was going to say,
that
you
vacation
have,
sucked.
You have the hammer for the next one. You get to be like, oh, I'll pick
I
this
always
one.
Got the hammer.
Easy. Would you please? This is half
Dan
a
Ball,
lucky
take
energy.
Control.
I'm sorry. Yeah, please. Dan, would you?
Sure.
The stick is yours, sir.
Oh, this is awkward.
Yeah, he's been talking, so it has to be.
The stick is my, the hammer is my, okay. Fitzy, are you ready?
I probably should be.
I would hope you are, and
all
I'll
right.
give you 60 seconds to prove it right now.
All right. We have been making much ado about one and many of the reasons your Boston Red Sox are still an under 500 baseball team, wildly underperforming expectations, and flat out being mostly a difficult watch. We've placed a lot of the blame at the feet of the $300 million man, Rafael No Devers.
We'll get to that later.
Oh, we will most certainly will, and I think I'm with our morning show colleague as well on her particular stance regarding Mr. Devers. We have talked about not calling up the kids in time. We only still have one of them while the Roman Empire is hitting 500-foot home runs in Worcester, but that's okay. Do you know what the real culprit is? Why they're in such a bad position? Oh, my God, they've lost so many games with, you know, by one run, and guys have been in scoring positions, too many strikeouts. No, Andy, it's as simple as this. The Boston Red Sox, what is their ERA in the first inning of games this year?
6.42.
No, higher. Price
8.41.
Is right style. Lower.
9.69.
No, that's higher than 8. 9 is still higher
just
than
tell
8.
Tell me.
Oh, 7.12.
That's not good.
That is atrocious. That is beyond acceptable. Opponents are batting .324 in the first inning. OPS of opponents is almost 1,000. Dear Andrew Bailey and the rest of the Red Sox starters, figure out your first inning, and you might actually have a chance to get back into this thing.
Anthony drills it. Deep right center field, and the Roman Empire has done it again!
By the way,
you keep
I
exaggerating.
Love, I
don't
love
say 500-foot home run. It was only 496 or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. That's
my God, Tom Petty, your take is ready. Jeez.
So,
yeah.
By the way,
that's a the pre-built nickname for this kid. The Roman Empire is phenomenal.
Yeah, as long as he's good. No pressure.
Yeah, but you know what happened to the Roman Empire?
All empires fall.
All empires fall, Stiz.
It collapsed.
Even the great Trump Empire will eventually fall.
Yeah, great. But Stiz, they were on top for a long time. You do realize
right?
Yeah. Okay, just
at least maybe like 15, 20 years. Could we at least get that of our Roman Empire?
Or they can get to like they got to five. Dan. This just in: they got to a second contract.
Ah, wow! They got past arbitration.
Yep.
Good for the Roman Empire. Andy, an added benefit: he's learned a new acronym: YERF and NERF.
Yes, they don't have a lot of NERFs. They got a lot of YERFs.
Yes, they do.
YERFs on steroids. It's that old cliche, you can't win a game in the first inning, but you can lose it.
7.12.
It's stupid.
It's so unbelievable.
Just
Walker
tell
Buehler,
it's the
Friday
second.
Night, five runs. And as much as I love Walker Buehler, you can't give up five runs and then just be like, you know, he's very frank in the postgame pressers Friday night, another one where he drops an F-bomb. That's cool. But you know what else is cooler? Not giving up five runs and putting your team in a hole they can't come out of. And they scored six runs Friday night and tried to furiously rally again.
Also, from a selfish perspective, as we broadcast the games, it doesn't give people a lot of reason to stick around if you go down 6 or 7-0 in the first inning. It's like, well, honey, some time just opened up. What do you want to do tonight? Because the game's over in the first
Is there
inning.
Anything on Amazon Flix that you
want to
watch?
You want people to be interested in the, I don't know, sixth, seventh, and eighth innings? You might not want to give the game up in the first.
And your boy Will is not going to sugarcoat it. He's going to act like somebody just kicked his puppy for the remaining eight innings, regardless.
Because it's
that
embarrassing.
Kind of It is. A lot of good PR for the guys in Sox booth. Well warranted, but they've been going after the pitch selection and
They're
all that
earning
kind of stuff.
Every single penny this season.
100%.
To say that. At the very least. Yes.
By the way, radio hosts in Boston can right off.
Wow. I guess he was really talking about me and not you, as we learned last week.
Yeah, it wasn't me. At least not me when I'm surrounded by Ted Johnson, because he...
Now, so now you're using him as your bodyguard?
He turtled. He went back in his
shell. Quick 90-degree turn over to the vacant microphone on the other side of the room.
Cowards.
All right. Stiz, may I have 60 seconds, please?
All right, Daniel. Your 60 seconds begins right now.
All right, so I'm pivoting over to hockey as I've been watching the Stanley Cup Finals, second time in as many years that we've seen the Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers. Two teams that do things a bit differently. Florida likes to muck it up. They're very physical. They play right on the edge. Edmonton plays with a ton of speed. Both are great teams. Both absolutely deserve to be where they are. And it made me think, with all the salary cap issues that the NHL has, we haven't had those dynasties, the super teams that we talk about so much in the NBA. We've had some repeat champions in the last 15 years. The Blackhawks won a few, the Kings did, Lightning, Penguins, good teams, but we've never had that Goliath in the salary cap era of the NHL. So the less parity that we're seeing with now both teams in the Stanley Cup Finals and back-to-back years, the more I like it. I think the NHL would benefit in the interest among just casual fans, as the NHL is a sport that has been trying to get more fans into their game through the doors, watching when they haven't been watching before. I think a couple Goliath teams like an Edmonton Oilers with the best player in the world in Connor McDavid would benefit the sport, would benefit the ratings, and would give other teams like Bruins fans, given where the franchise is right now, something to try to hunt down and defeat. So the less parity, the better in the short term for the NHL. I feel like it'd be a better product that way.
I have thoughts.
All right.
I have another one. I'm entertained by this Stanley Cup final, and I'm not Mr. Hockey. This has been excellent.
And for Marchand, moving in on Skinner. Marchand is... It's in, he scores! Marchand wins game two for the Panthers in double overtime!
Nice to know he can score on a breakaway, huh?
It's what came across my timeline as well. Do you know how I learned? I fell asleep before the second overtime and wake up the next morning, open it up. First tweet that I read. Funny, he decides to score in a breakaway now. So many salty Bruins fans on the timeline, Dan.
Add one to that mix.
Oh,
but this is a sneaky, entertaining, interesting series, I think, from a Boston perspective in a lot of ways, because you have the Connor McDavid thing. For those of us that like orange and blue, you might also like their color scheme. But Connor McDavid, ridiculous.
I didn't even put that together. Good
I also
call.
Sneaky love the old, like the vintage Oilers logo.
Yeah, like
I just associate it with childhood Gretzky, Messier, Grant Fuhrer, awesomeness.
So Dan Ball to, and then obviously on the other side you have the Panthers, the defending champions that have Marchand, that have a team that you hate, but I think you hate them because they play the way you kind of want to play, just better. Like, there's that mentality. You know you're not really in the Connor McDavid land. You don't have that guy, so you want to play big, bad Bruin Panther-like hockey. You built a team to play that way and then got smoked by the Panthers to open your season, and you're like, oh, we're not as good as them. So there's that whole world. But your larger point, Dan, I think, coming off the Four Nations tournament, I think there is value even above and beyond our normal... We like to have measuring sticks. We like to have good teams. We don't like parity. We want Mike Tyson. We want Tom Brady, whatever. I think there would be value in a Canadian team, A, finally winning, and then all of a sudden, not only did they win a cup, they're the best team in hockey consistently. Mm-hmm. You know they're great. That gives us a little bit of an ability to sort of muster up, we hate Canada, they booed our anthem. Like some of those feelings we tapped into.
I think we're past that.
I don't think we are. I'm never past it. I will never get
you
over it.
You hold a grudge like nobody's. You hold a grudge like people hold on to like the armrest in an airplane when the passenger door blows open.
Could you find yourself getting worked up over that again if you wanted to?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of people that are simple-minded like Stiz and I admit it.
Are you happy now got lumped into that?
No, but like...
Me flunk English? That's impossible.
Me just, fail English? That's impossible.
And like the low-hanging fruit of sports hate, right? Like we want...
We want to hate.
But that's the thing. Everything's good with an enemy. If we have parity everywhere, then it's going to be you get a chance to win. It's going to be the Oprahification of sports.
And then you put a flag on it, it's even better. It's like times 10.
I like it. It's iconic. You remember back what they used to be. Well, that's a different story altogether.
Right?
I don't hate the Canadians. If you hate the Canadians like you hate the Russians, you need to you need to recalibrate your hate-ometer.
Why? They booed us. When was the last time Putin booed us?
Every single day of his life.
I've never heard him boo. Not once.
He does it through. The funny thing is, people say actions speak louder than words. His actions are speaking louder than whatever sort of boo.
Yeah, it's more like a condescending laugh, a cackle, if you will.
Yes, it's like a menacing, super maniacal, supervillain type of laugh. I also think, in addition to that, it would be great to see a Canadian team win for the first time in how long? That's right, 32 years.
Yeah.
We'd have a Canadian team winning the cup of their freaking sport, one. Two, the iconic team, which is kind of fun for the legacy factor. And three, I would love to see them win two in a row. And then everyone can say, God, this Connor McDavid, he's establishing a new dominance like Gretzky. Now we have to aspire to take them down.
But what
That'll
if the Panthers win two in a row? What if we reboot this vision?
F them.
Because they could win two in a row.
They could. I don't want them.
As well, as, I mean, it has
I mean,
a
that would
impact.
Be better, but I'm personally rooting for the Oilers. Yes, it does
gives
give
you the measuring stick.
Yes.
And it gives you that iconic Florida-based hockey team that is the
next
best
to a mall. What's the town again? $1 to anyone that can name the town.
I have no idea.
Where the Panthers are playing?
Sunrise, Florida.
Yeah, nice. Look at you Sunrise. Go. Hockey guy over here.
It's always better when the hockey team out of Sunrise.
Hockey guy.
Yeah, Dan, I'm with you. And I also, like, McDavid, you don't want him to go down the road of no title. Like,
right, we don't want him.
Nobody wants that.
No one wants him in Club Barkley. Thank you. No, I do not. We have told him you are not welcome at Club Marino. You are not. Get out. Go.
So are we rooting for?
The Oilers, yes.
The Oilers. I don't know. It's Canada.
I am.
Boo, McDavid, I want you to
win.
It's like when I was rooting for Gronk, but against Brady on the Bucks, and it was, like, really hard to justify. Didn't work out.
See, now we have to go back to that. Now I'm thinking of the weekend.
Yes, it is.
I'm sure you guys probably saw this, but did you see Marchand exactly 14 years apart scoring a shorthanded goal in a Stanley Cup final?
Oh, that's a damn shame.
that's pain right there.
June 6, 2011, June 6, 2025.
So of
wow.
the
that's uncanny.
To quickly pivot, unless anybody else has anything else on the Stanley Cup conversation.
I can't read the text about the orange blank stain that they're booing, not the U.S.
Do it. I'll dump it.
little roulette with the FCC today we can play. So, Andy, Nick brought up the idea, the first inning runs, the yerfs, if you will, the issue with the Red Sox. Out of the issues facing this team, because there are still many, where is the first inning issues for your starting rotation among the rankings, so to speak, of the things that concern you the most?
Well, it's a byproduct of just the rotation, right? Like, we're fixating on the first, but, like, I'm not sure I'd feel good about Giolito in the fourth. Like, he's throwing batting practice. Like, some of these guys are just Richard Fitz was throwing batting practice. I don't know if it's a first inning issue or that's the only inning you're going to get to see because he's so bad he's out of there because he's a bad starting pitcher right now.
But he was never that bad until that particular
Giolito's
night.
Giolito's been throwing batting practice for four years now.
No, but Giolito, that's Italian for you suck. I get
home run derby.
Yeah. But Richard Fitz wasn't that bad. That's why last week I said he had no business being out there. He obviously wasn't ready. They brought him back too soon.
What do you mean? They were all excited. They were like, oh, we're going to stretch him out. He might have four innings in him.
He should have had a Hunter Dobbins-esque appearance before he started and throwing huge meatballs. Wow, what's the worst thing that can happen when you put on two guys with a hit and a walk with no outs with Mike Trout up? Oh, that's what can happen 470 feet later.
But it's reached the point where it becomes a little gimmicky. You almost have to search for a gimmick, and what I mean by that is, do you have them put forth a more exhaustive session in the bullpen as they're getting ready for the game? Is it something where you want them fatigued? I don't. I think the biggest question you had, Fitzy, is you included a name in there, Bailey.
Yeah,
Bailey, and I would also include Veritek because he's their whatever coordinator, something. Alex told us last week he's very heavily invested in the preparation. Doesn't that, if you're getting smoked in the first inning, doesn't that mean your preparation in some form or fashion isn't getting the
job
done?
Your game plan sucks.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So those guys need to be included in this conversation, and they may be a big part of the problem. I'm not taking the pitchers all off the hook because I think there's reason to doubt Giolito. There's reason to doubt Hauk. There's reason to doubt Walker Buehler, your guy. Like, these guys have struggled for years now. Like, they might not be good pitchers anymore.
Hauk is a mystery wrapped in an enigma covered in puzzle. Yeah. I don't understand how.
About a year ago, he went off the map.
It was shortly after he got popped in the chops off a comeback liner.
Is that it? Is it the Bailey mentality? No. Is it something? I don't know.
You just said it. Your pitching coach needs to take the sword on that. Like, he needs to be accountable for the fact that whatever game plan they're going out there with blows. It's not just an accident that they have an ERA almost over 7.
Well, yeah, but they also aren't great pitchers. Like, I'll keep going back to that. I don't.
Then why do they get better?
They get pulled. The pitching gets better. They get pulled. Their asses get taken out of the game.
Then we need to have openers and not starters.
We have openers. Yeah. They're unintentional openers. We've talked about this, and they're not very good at it. They give up 6, 7, 4 runs, as Lou Maloney was bitching about this
game one
against the Yankees, sure. I think, because of the situation. And he's like, we play good bait. Like, he was this close to doing angry Lou on Nesson. I'm not sure he's totally all in comfortable to really go on a real angry Lou rant. I don't think Dave O'Brien
would appreciate
that. I don't think so
either. We got to get him on the radio side more. He'll do that on his home turf.
And funny point, Andy, is that as we loud the Red Sox for like, oh my God, you guys went down the Bronx and scored 27 runs. Amazing. They gave up 23 this week.
Oh yeah, that's who they are. They're like a barely below or above 500 team. They're going to score a bunch of runs, and they're going to give up a bunch. I think they're second in runs scored and second in runs allowed in the AL East. And then you get like a plus 15 whatever run differential. That's who they are. They're going to have stinkers in both directions, breakout in both directions. It is what it is. Dan Ball, nice job trying to keep control of this three-point stance.
Do or do not, there was only try in this segment.
Okay, I see what you did there. A little Yoda. He quoted Yoda to end three-point stance. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we have an exclusive. Our guy, the big former Patriots linebacker Ted Johnson, talks to another big former Patriots linebacker, the head coach Mike Vrabel, fresh from the fields of Foxborough. We will hear it for the first time with you, so join us for that. But first, Dan Ball, what's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Trending.
I got something for you, guy.
What's that?
You're getting called out on the WEEI Sports IG.
I watched it. The fact that these fans are getting excited because Efton frickin' Chisholm can
this
be an assistant coach is embarrassing.
What do you got?
This is all right. So on the at WEEI Sports account on IG, often fueled by our friend Freeze Pops, Tommy Carroll. Great job, buddy. He's allowed to post a certain amount of interviews, practice footage, etc. today. And on IG, it says Efton Chisholm III stops on a dime during end zone work today with the wide receiver group. It's an excellent highlight. He's going one way, stops real quick, goes is the it? Other way.
Yeah, kid really did stop on a dime.
I saw steps to stop. Go compare that to
it's
Welker
half a
or Edelman.
Step, and then he looks good, and then there's the ball. It's pretty impressive for a kid, again.
Yeah, he beat that assistant coaching guy or whatever, ball boy, in front of him,
see?
Really like a rented
and
mule.
And so here's the
sad
best part.
How
ready?
Excited you people are getting about these
so
things.
So Hart says earlier.
How far you've fallen.
To a listener, to the listenership at large, he was unimpressed, so... A listener, Jay the Pats fan, at Jumbo Hart, must have missed this one.
Nope, I was sitting
laughing face.
You're sitting about 15 feet from it,
but
Jay.
That means
Jay
people are listening
crap.
And get wow.
Jay, I was so, right
know,
there.
If you play that highlight out loud, Nick,
I know talent,
that,
Jay
if,
don't.
Yes.
If you play that video out loud.
Jay, call in.
If you play that video out loud, you can hear one little boo. Like right in the back. That's
you know, it's just like remember Roman Anthony's home run? With the big loud bat crack, and someone was going, overrated.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Andy.
Ah,
now,
nice.
Roman Anthony, not overrated. See, that's the difference. I can see real talent, and then I can see Efton Chisholm.
You're having a heart.
Yes, is yes, really? Yes.
Attack.
I watched the damn video. You people need to remember how
there
good
go.
Julian
like
Edelman
two.
And Wes Welker was.
How good was Julian Edelman in 2009? He was not that stop
Julian
on a dime
Edelman was so quick in his first camp, he kept falling down because he was too quick for his own footwork. That's how quick he was. Wes Welker, go watch him. And then you guys are comparing this
Wes
guy
Welker
to him.
Wes Welker was already a four-year veteran
good
by
Lord.
That time.
Yeah, and this guy, after 3 years on the practice squad, might be ready for NFL action.
My.
Right now, he's
you
ready
are speaking
for the UFL,
of a living
maybe.
Legend of UFL.
Speaking of Julian Edelman and Bill Parcells will be inducted into the Hall at Patriot Place on Saturday, September 20th. Little press release from the Patriots. So we now know the when down there in Foxborough for the induction of Bill Parcells and...
That's a twofa.
Julian Edelman, Bill Parcells, coach Ted Johnson. Ted Johnson played with Mike Vrabel. Why do I say that? Because right now, baby, we have exclusive audio for you of the two former Patriots linebackers, Super Bowl champions, yucking it up down at minicamp in Foxborough. Ted Johnson talking to Mike Vrabel.
Good to see you, buddy.
All right. Got the boys.
Stop. All right, you ready?
All right. Happy to be here with my old teammate, Mike Vrabel, head coach of the New England Patriots, and we just finished the first day of minicamp. How'd it go, bud?
Yeah, not bad.
Were you happy with the energy and the compete level up
there?
Yeah,
I think it's going good. You know what I mean? You got to get to the red zone, and again, the defense has to take care of the offense. There's no pads. You can't really reroute anybody. So, again, just trying to celebrate touchdowns. It's hard to get down there. And again, you know, when you score, we want the guys to celebrate. But we got first, second, third down in. We had some no huddle. So I think there's a lot in so far. I think that we've thrown a lot at them. And I think that they've responded.
You, the plays, one right after the other. Is that important for you to just let's run a lot of plays and maybe the hardcore coaching comes in film later? Is that kind of a philosophy of yours?
That's an intentional. I mean, again, we have a period where we just do that and we're on the ball. But we don't want to spend a whole lot of time. We want to practice the same way we play. And I think that that's key in preparation. So we don't have a whole lot of time in between plays, whether it's good or bad. We have to get back. We got to get back to center. Yep. And we got to run the next play, figure out what the next situation is. And then when we come off on the side, we'll try to coach it up. But I think that there certainly needs to be an urgency and a conditioning level to the way that we practice.
Absolutely. Let's change gears. Your quarterback, Drake, how's he progressing in your mind? What are you seeing out of him?
I think good. I think it's a gradual progression that you know, things aren't going to happen overnight. It's a new system. And so he's learning as he goes. And there's new things to him as he goes. And I think the biggest thing for him is he is his biggest critic. And I've just tried to explain to him that we have to run the play. We have to make a decision, make a great decision, and then transfer to the next play. And sometimes he wants to probably carry things a little longer, and I think that that's just the competitor in all of us.
Your DBs jump out to me, your corners in particular, Carlton and Christian. You like
good
what you see from those guys? Christian looks kind of beefed up a little
bit. Yeah,
looks
like he gained a little good weight, and again, he's so athletic and long and talented that we just continue to push him. And try to get him to reach his potential, which is very, very high.
Okay. The slot receiver position looked like it was pretty active today. That position, how important is that position to get on the same page with your quarterback?
Well, there's a lot of space in there to operate sometimes in zone coverages, and then if it's matched, you have to be able to win and win quickly on third down. And so those are situations where, you know, they were able to find Pop and, you know, Chisholm or whoever else is working in there.
Yeah. 14th jumped out. Spolini, is he? He looks like a guy that doesn't have to come off the field very
active,
often.
Active, communicator. Loves football, self-made, developmental player,
yeah.
Great story. And he's had football, you know, when somebody said he couldn't play football anymore,
right.
And he's not going to give that up too easy. So that's a great leader for us, along with some other guys in there, but it's been a great addition to our defense.
How important is a guy's story? Like, he has a good story. I mean, he's overcome a lot. He's had to fight for what he's... And would you look for something that on your
players? I don't think you need to necessarily have a story, but it helps. I mean, I think it makes us all who we are.
Yeah.
You know, what our history is and what we've been through, and sometimes the trials and some of the negativity that we faced has made us better and made us calloused. And so certainly the ones that have had football taken away and had another shot. I mean, Jeremiah Farms is a great example. I mean, he's a well-traveled player. And he is not giving these spots up easy. He had tasted what it feels like to go out there and play, and you know he wants to provide for his family, and he wants to, you know, to help his family. So he doesn't want to, you know, go back to the alternative.
No doubt. All right, a couple more, bud. Steph Diggs. When I just watch him, he looks like he was the alpha out there and taking charge. Are you happy with how he's been around these guys?
Yeah, I mean the leadership, the attitude, the presence. I think is great. I think he's worked hard to get back to. You know, to being close and ready to go. And then we'll see where that leads to in training camp.
So one more day of mini camp tomorrow. What's going to be your message to the guys when they go off for the next 5 weeks before training camp?
Well, this is the most important 5 weeks of the offseason. I mean, people talk about the OTAs and the 9-week program and an extra week you get as a new coach. But to me, it's the 5 weeks from the end of mini camp to the start of training camp, which will define and help define your season. And so it's critical that they're working and they're training and they're studying.
Good. All right, last one.
Man, one already.
When are we playing Muirfield Village is what I want to know. Can we go play soon? Hey, buddy, good luck to you. It's great seeing you. I love you, brother.
Stay
all right, thank you. All right.
That was Ted Johnson, our guy, down at Gillette Stadium today at the close of Patriots minicamp practice, getting a little one-on-one with his former teammate.
Exclusive right there, Teddy J and Mikey V.
It was a little, I'm not going to say it was Apollo and Rocky, but there was a lot of touching going on in that interview. They kept, like, touching each other's arms and, like, lingering. Touching.
Hey, you working out? You working out?
Yeah, they're sizing each other up. They're definitely both thinking, could I take him right now?
Yeah.
Could I take him right now? Yeah. And I'd be happy to see it.
I would watch that.
You know, we know Vrabel still has that in him because he's got to bring out that stupid pad.
Where's the freaking penny at practice?
And he drafted Will Campbell because he knocked him on his ass. Like.
And you saw how excited Ted was a while ago to show Stiz the old stun and separate.
Yeah. So there was a little bit of me also thinking there, and this is going to sound like a cheap shot. So Cole Strange, if you're listening, just put your earmuffs on.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I wish I was between them.
No, because I would look tiny. No, I don't need that. I don't know that Cole Strange can block either of those men right now. If they put helmets and pads on, they would defeat.
But he
Cole
was
Strange.
Getting all that work at left guard today.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just not
How
sure
was
he
the
could,
work?
I'm just not sure he. Who knows? They don't have pads on. I'm just not sure he could block those guys. But no, Teddy Johnson, good job down there with Mike Vrabel. I thought he hit on everything. Drake May, and I did. We continue to hear from Vrabel and Drake May that Drake May knows he needs to get rid of the ball quicker.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about it with McDaniels. Like, yeah, there's times when take what's there because what you think might be coming isn't actually coming, and now you gave up what was actually already there. And that idea that if there's a guy open. Hit him. There's no guarantee there's going to be another guy open in a better spot further down the field. And that's that whole, we've heard it voiced in different ways. I know it gets a bad rap because Mac Jones, you know, petered out here. But you remember when Mac Jones used to just say, you never go broke if you always take a profit?
Correct.
That mentality. So
he went very he went very broke.
He did go broke because he stopped taking profits of any kind, and there were other issues there. But that mentality, I do think, is something. Remember, who coached Mac Jones?
Josh McDaniels. Followed by Matt Patricia.
Yeah, we forget. No, further questions, Your Honor. Strike that for the record.
And Jordan Hudson.
I want the version that just taught Mac Jones, you'll never go broke if you always take a profit. Mm-hmm. Profit in this mentality.
Mac Jones's first touchdown pass as a pro was, I think, a 3-yard quick slant to Nelson Aguilar.
all year long. Yeah. I would love to see more of those because I know Drake May can throw, as Ted and I love to say, the deep ball down the right sideline. That is, he can do that in his sleep.
The deep ball porn we were talking about seeing first at OTA. He's like, wow, look at it. Look at Kyle Williams adjust to the 73-yard pass with no pads on and no one else out there. Great. What's it going to be like when there's pads on and the theater is real?
Drake May is like that golfer that we know can crush the ball. Now I need you to work on your short game. Now I need you to putt. Yeah. I need you to chip around the greens, you know, get it on the green.
Let me see, how are you with the four hybrid? How are you with the seven iron? How are you with the wedge?
We know you
how
can drive the hell out of it and put it, you know, 400 yards down the fairway.
Bryson DeChambeau was wowing people for years. Then he became a golfer.
Ted Johnson did a great interview with his boy Mike Vrabel. Apparently they're going to play golf together. They're yucking it up at the end there about some golf club they're going to hit up. At the top of the hour, 4 o'clock, Ted Johnson will join us in studio to talk about what he saw down there at Gillette Stadium today in that mini camp practice. Up next, though, Drake May. His leadership, that's all great. We'll see where that goes. How good is he? How good is Drake May? Because PFF apparently doesn't think he's very good. They have him ranked alarmingly low and behind some people that have proven nothing. Drake May's ranking with PFF up next here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Afternoons. Stiz, I'm being told we have some breaking news here for the Boston Red Sox.
Really?
Let's go.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
If it's wrong, don't blame us. We also like to play that sounder, Chris Cotillo on Twitter. It's possible Roman Anthony joins the Red Sox today, I'm told. That's a Red Sox beat writer.
Which, gee whiz, everyone that gave me the biz over social media on the weekend when I said, with news of a possible rumored Roman Anthony call-up at the start of the week versus Tampa, how would this make you feel about the season? So much clapback. You made this up. Full of S. Blah, blah, blah.
They just hate you.
Yeah, I understand that. Yes. Yes, I know. You know what? I blame you. Your people. All bleeding into my timeline.
And I think your people turned on you. But anyway, right. Focus. Right.
Anyway.
Roman Anthony. The point.
I know. So that means what...
The Roman Empire has begun.
What Lou said, possibly, hopefully.
No, I'm going with it. If a beat reporter writes, it's possible.
And
Roman
maybe
Anthony.
And friend of the show and trusted source.
Yeah, like
the Cotello.
You're kind of putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
So I feel like Chris is
this
pretty confident.
Changes. You don't hit a lot. Not I didn't say everything. Changes a lot.
You know what it changes?
What?
If this doesn't fix the team, you got nothing else to bitch That's about it. Or they're, ask for. Or there's nothing. You've played all your cards. Your chips are all in on the table, baby. Well, there's one more. You could start firing people. I guess that's your last chance.
Yeah, you actually had a lot of people you could fire.
But guys, jeez. When you fire those people at this point now with the record they have, that usually means, obviously, it's a desperation play or you're going nowhere. Roman Anthony could significantly impact this lineup. Yes, I understand it's still a left-handed bat in a lefty-centric lineup.
He's going to bat cleanup. Don't worry. That's what they do with rookies. They just make them bat cleanup. And
oh,
then it crushes them, and then they
no
bat presh, ninth
kid.
Later. Also, quick wow. aside. This is totally aside. Is he going to play every day? Because no. I'm kind of sick of seeing Marcelo Meyer on the bench because lefties are pitching.
Right.
Like, that's already happened three times in a short span
here. Were his
here.
Splits that bad
I don't
in
care.
Worcester at
If he's going to be this superstar shortstop that everybody tells me he's going to be, including Alex Cora last week with us, told us, superstar shortstop, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a great shortstop.
We were told Roman Anthony okay. wasn't just knocking on the door, he was knocking it down.
Right. So great players, they play regardless. Their platoon players sit when they have a bad split and a bad matchup. Great players just play. Like Aaron Judge. Nope, he's not sitting because he's Aaron Judge. I'm a bad example because he's having a ridiculous season. Mm-hmm. Yes, Dan Ball?
I feel like today's lineup might be a nod to what they're going to do with Seydon Rafaela playing right field for the first time. So I would hope that means they're clearing a spot either in center or in left, and then you move Duran over to center, and that will allow Roman Anthony to play.
Or he's playing second.
Talk through that further.
So Seydon Rafaela in right field might become a platoon with Willy Abreu potentially. But based on the way that he's been deployed in AAA, it looks like left field or center field is going to be his long-term home.
Roman Anthony. Yeah. No, I think
I would
Roman
say
Anthony,
left field.
No, I think
yeah.
Roman Anthony is going to be the left fielder, and I think Jaron Duran is going to be the center field.
That's what I'm hoping for.
The only
for.
Question
Where's
is what
Rafaela
happened. That's the question. See, I didn't know if maybe you thought maybe there was a trade in the offing. Abreu has been a very common trade chip. Along the way, mm-hmm. the idea
his
of
value might be about as high as it's going to be.
So he is the guy that I think if you were going to forecast a trade, the A's want Abreu for Mason Miller. Can
they,
we
they there it is. It's been a couple weeks.
You're
going to
keep.
Weeks.
How long did you go without mentioning his name?
It's been
did
a while.
You make a bet.
I was actually having a little bit of withdrawal, so I had to get it out there. But this is exciting news if it is indeed true. To recap, Chris Cotillo just mm-hmm. tweeted moments ago, "quote It's possible Roman Anthony joins the Red Sox today. I am told so." I'm going to
so
take him for
his value.
That
means our sources were good. That means the people
had,
that talked to
yep.
us were good.
We'd heard rumblings from certain people. We'd even had our guy, Will Fleming, which turned into a short feud, telling us big things were coming. This would qualify as big things. And as I said, this is sort of your last player-related chip to play. We've all been bitching about, oh, we want Meyer brought up. Okay, Meyer's up here. We want Campbell brought up. Campbell's up here. Okay. Unless you're making some big trade or move in that light, the next moves that I think would be on the horizon would be, and Dan Ball got a little too excited while talking about this, firings or management changes, coaching staff changes. Roman Anthony, what's your expectation
well,
for Roman Anthony?
My one concern.
680 with 12 home runs
this
and
week,
42 RBIs
week,
in his
yes.
first four at-bats.
Yep. So here's something that actually does concern me. So there's the whole, like, you brought him up, he doesn't do well, then everyone's like, you ruined this kid, too. This season sucks, the team sucks, the development program sucks. I don't think that's going to happen. But if he does come up and hit, not like he's been mashing in Worcester or at AAA, but rather reasonably well, it's going to be, why'd you wait so long? What was the holdup? Why did you have him up
that's
here
fine.
In May?
I'm sure they'd be happy to deal with that.
That would be a great first world baseball problem.
Yes, I think Breslow and Cora, if the biggest bitch is he's playing so well that I want to know why you didn't do it sooner, that's a good thing for this team and this lineup. Now, it won't solve their first inning pitching woes.
No.
Like that, none of that will be solved, and they've been scoring runs. The lineup has actually been doing a much better job. Trevor Story is starting to look like he's turning the corner. We had the Rafaela hot streak where he had not only the game winner, but four home runs in 4 days, a hit streak there. Christian Campbell.
2-foot home run.
He had three other home runs. You don't need to mock the guy.
Hey, Andy?
Yes.
Another source, Christopher Smith from Mass Live, now confirms Roman Anthony will, in fact, be called up to the Boston Red Sox.
Roman Empire is underway at Fenway Park.
Long may he reign!
I hope this is not a bust. I hope this is not a
fizzle
out.
Dude, he's not going to be a bust.
Have you seen Christian Campbell hit lately? He was
Christian
the offensive
Campbell
rookie of the month.
Christian Campbell still plays baseball like a recently birthed giraffe. He's trying to figure out what to do with all
this. Oh, that couldn't
happen
to Roman Anthony at Fenway Park? He couldn't suddenly look like, oh,
no.
Boy, this guy's young.
No, don't do this. You were in a different zone.
No, I want this to be true.
Don't be that guy.
I just
tell that Andy to go
Christian
away.
Campbell,
be gone.
Who was the can't miss
the power
first
of
month.
Christ compels you. Be gone.
He went from can't miss first month to can't hit second.
Cancel
month.
The season, Dan.
Can't field
yes,
third month.
Yes, Dan. You know what? I'm taking the no. I'm executive authority. Yes, Dan Ball.
We have video confirmation from Katie Morrison O'Day, who covers the Worcester Red Sox for Mass Live, of Roman Anthony in his car leaving for Boston right now.
Oh, and he's driving himself. He doesn't have to get the club. Right.
Roman, are you headed up? Oh my God! Congratulations, bud. Have fun.
Wow, she's breathless.
Wow, Roman, are you going,
video.
Bud?
Just yep. ran down from the press box. I would imagine
breathless. Unbelievable. The Roman Empire begins today.
It's a big day.
Wait,
in the history
of the
Boston
Red Sox. Does he get
an
at bat tonight? Does he get the Mirabelli? Can we get the Mirabelli transport?
It's only 4 o'clock. He's only coming from Worcester. Get your at least pinch hit. That might be the way to really give him an ovation. Have him pinch hit in like the seventh or eighth inning.
Oh.
Now batting for the Boston Red Sox.
Roman.
Passan confirms. Everybody's confirming it now. Roman Anthony
wow.
is now a member of your Boston Red Sox.
Juicy.
The youth movement is on, and I can't wait to stick it to people named Ted Johnson and Lou Maloney and those other old farts. And when the Red Sox are rolling and it's because of Anthony and Meyer and Campbell, stick it to them. The youth movement's on. In
well, you know what?
Fenway
Speaking
Park.
Of sticking it to them, Ted just walked in.
Oh, forget
and,
it.
Do you want me
Scratch
to get Lou on the phone?
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we will not only celebrate the call-up of Roman Anthony and all is right in Fenway's world tonight, but also Ted Johnson is fresh from the practice field, fresh from his interview with Mike Vrabel. We'll get his takeaways from what he saw and what he heard from Mike Vrabel. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Are you out of your mind?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.